Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From there.
For over 15 years, we've helped thousands with their search for solutions to credit issues. We communicate with you, your creditors, and the credit bureaus with a unique approach designed to remove items like late payments, collections, charge-offs, liens, bankruptcy, and foreclosures that are unfair or inaccurate.
And I've gone up 40 points already.
There are many services offering to tell you your credit score and even monitor it for you. But what good is just knowing your credit score when what you really need is to fix it? Credit repair members see a significant improvement in their credit scores month after month. Call now to get your no-obligation credit consultation, including your free credit score and free summary credit report. Don't delay. Call 800-478-8199. That's 800-478-8199. 800-478-8199.
SOB has two locations now open for dine-in. Safety first, so bring your mask. Or take your SOB home to go. Curbside or with Uber Eats. See South of Beale's expanded menu with filet mignon, New York strip, warm grain bowls. No worries, they still have their favorites like General Tso's cauliflower, Zaka bowl, maple bacon braised Brussels sprouts, and others. Sunday brunch, birthdays, anniversaries, or just because. Make it SOB on South Main and now at the old interim restaurant space. Eat and sip adventurously. SouthofBeale.com.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 new at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, ME296274, MSRP 20,625, sold, M775682, MSRP 20,315, K5 MG003199, MSRP 25,725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit warranty as a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 13121, dealer stock only.
It's time to be happy, happy with your new ride from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. Jeff's waiting for you with a 2021 Kia Forte. $142 a month lease. Redesigned 2021 Kia Soul, $148 a month lease. And 2021 Kia K5, $182 a month lease. All just 36 months, $31.49 due at signing. Plus, every Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah comes with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motors.
Back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin. With all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
I was driving. Trees went back. Me and Del were singing.
Tennessee's got a new football coach. Let's do the rundown.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
And it's a familiar face. It's Josh Heupel. Josh Heupel, UCF coach, obviously knows Danny White very well because he worked for him there at UCF. He is the guy. At Tennessee, according to Danny White, he was the only guy. It's like that's what you tell your, you know, when you're like 15, 16 years old, you get on that phone, you tell her, baby, you're the only one. You're the only one for me, baby. I love you so much. That's what Danny White's saying today. He was the only candidate we offered. He was the only candidate we were interested in.
Not according to ESPN.
Yeah, he flies. And that's all right, though. Josh Heupel is, in some ways, uninspiring, and I understand that. He's a non-Power 5 coach. Who, you know, took over a pretty ready-made situation there at UCF, and you know, I think you look at the recruiting over the last several years there, and it's regressed a little bit at UCF, and you know, it's pretty damn easy to recruit there. I mean, it's in Florida, and you're winning a lot. I think they went when he got the job. I believe they were first in the AAC, and then I believe they went from first to fourth And then I believe they went from fourth to seventh on his watch in the league in recruiting. So that is just something to bear in mind there. Look.
John says watch out, Tennessee.
Tennessee fans.
That's what that sounded
like. That's what it sounded like to me.
Officially out on the hire.
Sounded like a warning, John.
I mean, I think it feels like a lot of the other hires they made. You know, I think it just feels like I don't know if he's big enough. I don't know if his offense is explosive enough.
I think it's that. I'll give him the offensive part.
I just don't know if anything is going to be big enough with, with Josh Heupel there. You know, you get a shot. I understand the hire totally. I mean, Danny White is familiar with him. He knows him. But I just don't know if the recruiting is going to be there. You know, I think it's a little problematic that if you look at, you know, UCF success, what he inherited, and the way that the recruiting fell off, I mean, that would be a red flag to me. And also, if you just look at head coaches from the AAC that have made the jump from the AAC to the Power Five.
Oh, how we doing?
Want to tell me how many successful coaches there are?
How we doing? Matt Rhule.
Matt Rhule's in the NFL.
Yes, after he went from Temple to Baylor, did your Power Five jump.
But he went 19
went
and
to the
29,
NFL.
You know, at Baylor. I mean, it wasn't like he was some.
Well, that was good from where they
that
were.
That was really
remember,
impressive.
Like, that thing was dead. That's how he got the Carolina job.
But let's be clear. Josh Heupel's not being brought on at Tennessee to go 19 and 29.
No, I was just it was almost like it's a graveyard and there have been none. That was the first one top of my head. Was he a super success? Well, it's like turning into an NFL job.
Justin
That's
Fuente.
That's the one I can think of.
Justin Fuente.
We don't want to talk about him yet.
38 and 2. He's the best. He's the best one that's made the jump. I'm not kidding you. 38 and 26. Willie Taggart, he went from USF to Oregon.
Oh, best one beforehand,
just
before
last,
he made the jump.
In the last several
Record-wise,
years.
Record-wise,
yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. Tom Herman got fired from Texas. Scott Frost is 12 and 20.
He's struggling.
Chad Morris, SMU, Arkansas. Jeff Collins went from Temple to Georgia Tech, 6 and 16. Manny Diaz went from Temple to Miami. They're 14 and 10.
He got them looking in the right, 14 going the right and 10. Direction. Not great his first year.
How's it looking for Mike Norvell?
That hadn't looked good. The only one I had for you is Matt Rhule. You're going to give me Matt Rhule if you got the rest of them.
Still under 500, though. Their record combined since 2016 of coaches who made the jump from AAC to Power 5 is 135 and 148. Justin Fuente is
John
far
doing homework?
And away.
I mean, that man did a lot of research for this
and
one.
This guy ready to dig that hole.
He said, Heupel. Terrible.
Let me dig the hole.
Here's the facts.
Justin Fuente, far and away.
Man, gets his vengeance out.
No, it's no vengeance. I'm just
these are facts.
It's what he's up against. I mean, this is not. I have nothing.
I hope he can do it. It does sound bad for him.
Well, I think it's there's two things.
This is like the greatest job ever. You have changed so much on this just in the last few days. You talked to Feinbaum. You talked to Van Lathan. You asked the job.
I didn't say whoever comes in is going to win immediately.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, in such a great job, you'd think, okay, maybe there's a chance.
The
but it sounds like you're saying there's no chance.
No chance.
The fact that they had to hire Josh Heupel tells you all you need to know. I mean, the fact that they have to hire.
Well, that to me is that's why we hear White saying what he's saying today.
Yeah.
Because if you did offer Tony Elliott, right, offense coordinator at Clemson, and he didn't take it, as ESPN has reported, well, then Josh Heupel is, at the very least, he's seconds. And I could say that a different way. We won't do it, but that's what he is. He's second choice. I think that's why you got Danny saying today, no, he's not. But clearly ESPN's got people telling it that they did make the offer to Tony Elliott. So here's my point with that. He's second choice. You just worked with him, right? So at this point, that's probably the best you were going to do.
Yep.
You were never going to get Fleck. You were never going to get Fickell. You were never going to get Franklin. It's probably the best thing you could do. And here's where I'm at on it. You know, I feel good about Danny White. I said that the other day. Like, at least you didn't have a clown show after having to try to go through some candidates, right? Maybe you wanted Elliott real bad. You didn't get him. He turned it down. Maybe you didn't, but you turned that thing quick.
Yep.
Right? You got over to Heupel. You had an answer there.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like to me he was your second option, but you've handled it, right, succinctly. You've done it well. Hadn't been drawn out. Hadn't had somebody try to lead a coup to get somebody fired before you can get him in there. It's been handled with some competence. So I like that. Then as far as Heupel, look, dude, if he can get a quarterback, it's going to sell. It's going to be – it's going to – it that in itself – will be such a big factor in the success level he's able to have there. Pruitt couldn't get that done.
Yep.
Doesn't matter how well you're recruiting around that position. If you can't get that one right in that league, in the SEC, best thing in college football, you aren't going to go very far.
No.
And Heupel has done that, okay? Dylan Gabriel, he recruited. And Dylan's an absolute stud. So it's going to be that. Not to mention he played the position, what, second in the Heisman, won a national championship, right, knows that position. If you're looking at that position for UCF, it's been good. Get that to Tennessee, just get you a quarterback, and it can be decent. Now, is it ready to beat Florida Georgia? No, no, and that's going to take a lot of work. And that's what I wonder for Tennessee when we get back to the job. Let me give you a scenario here. Heupel's good for 2-3 years. He starts turning around to a level that it's getting to Florida and Georgia. What are the chances Tennessee going to be able to keep him? And then he doesn't get snapped up at that point. I guess you could say, well, he's got a Power 5. Where does he go from there? But I would tell you that Tennessee job ain't what it used to be. Right, and if you can find some, you're going to take. So my point is, what if he's good for 2-3 years? Can he not get plucked?
I think
it's going to take a while to get to Florida, Georgia. To me, more like 4 or 5. So my whole point is, you better be ready to stick with him and be ready to keep him, because if you want to get that thing back to where they believe they should be, it's not going to happen in 2 or 3 years. Yeah. It's got to take at least 4 to 5, I would think. And you the hope is you can keep your guy for 4 to 5 years. But if you're too good, you turn that thing around. Maybe you get plucked. I don't know. Maybe you can't. Maybe you don't get plucked from Tennessee anymore. But we both agree now, after talking to Feinbaum and everybody else, it's not the job it used to be.
I think if he gets good in 3 years, they'll take him from $4 million, and they'll pay him so much, there's
nowhere to go.
They'll just overwhelm him with cash.
And see, that will be key if they want to really get to Florida and Georgia, where they're there every year. Not just a fluke year, not just because you got a good quarterback, but up to that level where you're literally now recruiting with them. That's going to take some time. And you better have a coach that's not just in there for 2 or 3 years to get there.
Yep.
Right? I'm with you. If Heupel is good and has turned it around to a point that they're just going to pay the heck out of him because they've got that. That's what still makes it a good job. But again, you're going to have to get that for 4 to 5 years before he gets it to a Florida-Georgia level. And then we're not even talking Alabama level yet. And so, again, I give it a chance. Mm-hmm. Am I in here celebrating? No, because, John, you're right. It seems to have regressed each year at UCF. Now, some of that has been injury. Let's be real. They've had some real big injury issues down there. You start out 12-0. Inevitably, the only place to go is down your first season, 12-0 in the regular season. That said, if he can get a quarterback up there, average 42 points per game last 3 years at UCF, that's what Tennessee needs, is a high flying arm. LSU, John, a school that couldn't find the right quarterback, right, for years. That was the knock on them. They go and do it for what Joe Burrow, plug him in for 1 year. Look how it changed everything. And I'm not saying you're going to find a Joe Burrow and win a national championship in 1 year, but that's the kind of difference a good quarterback can make. I think Heupel can find the right quarterback and coach him up.
Wow. Well, I understand that.
So I ain't reveling if it sounds like I am, but I do give it a chance. I think it if they give it time, he gets the right quarterback, and he should be able to. It can work, at least satisfactorily.
I think the other thing I don't think we've talked about is, if it were any other AD hiring him, I would hate the hire. But it's like a program director who leaves to another radio station and plucks the very best talent from his last station. What would you think? He probably just plucked the ace.
Well, sure. But also, I mean, this is who he knows. I mean, this is what he knows.
It says a lot to me if it's who he knows and he was really the second pick. Like, he really wanted...
That's a little concerning.
To me, right? He really wanted Tony Elliott, made the offer first. Now, maybe because you think, well, Tony Elliott's coming from Clemson, that one will be sexier. I'll get more pop with that.
I think I like Heupel better than him.
I don't know. I know one thing. You know, those UCF folks more sorry to lose White than they are Heupel.
Wow. That's a good take.
They were ready for the next... I think they're with John that he's been regressing.
Wow.
Now, again, you go back to they've had some injuries.
I'd take his last three.
I mean, I would take what UCF's done. I would take averaging 42. But the point is, he has. There's no question. What was he, 6-4 last year?
Yeah, I mean, they finished behind Memphis.
Memphis beat him for the first time ever.
Memphis got him,
and you could make
a
case that they have. They've fallen behind. You could absolutely make that case.
Yeah.
You could, but that's what if he was really the guy you'd worked with and hired down at UCF, but he was the second pick? See, that would change the way in terms of okay.
I'm taking him in his word that he really wanted him. You know, but the other thing
that he didn't offer Tony Elliott.
Well, or that you've got an ace card and you didn't get ace, so you go king. You know, you go for and you know the king really well in this case. I really like that part of it. I'm not saying he's going to be awesome.
Would you hire him at UNLV? That'll tell the tale
right
now. Oh,
hell yeah. Arroyo went 0-8.
Well, okay.
In a second. Are you kidding
me? Didn't you like Arroyo at first?
They had to do something. You're just throwing stuff at the wall of that football program. That's a dumpster fire and a half, man. And you got everything.
I know there's that passion is high for UNLV football.
You got everything in your corner. And no disrespect to Memphis. You have a better facility than Memphis, and you can't get a win. Like, go hire anybody at this point. But they got another year or two out of him. But it was fine. I, you know, I do think that it's mixed bag from UT's perspective from a fan. Our vote today, I put it up on the Twitter like poll.
Oh, how'd that go? What
it
they
was
think?
Everybody's in the middle. Everybody's in the middle. They don't want to say. And because
you're not, the press conference doesn't excite you.
No,
Heupel's not really a guy that's a face that excites you.
Right, but White did a better job setting this up than the last ADs and Fulmer did. He kind of positioned himself where, you know, don't crap on it. Just hang in there. So they're either saying, yeah, it's good, 25%, like 60%, meh. And then the rest are like, it sucks, you know.
Here's what would concern me about Heupel more than anything else is that if you look at what he inherited, he inherited basically the equivalent of what Josh Pastner inherited for basketball. It was that ready to roll under Scott Frost, and he took advantage his first year.
That's true, 12-0.
He
won a national championship,
Fiesta, right? Until the Fiesta, yeah. So 12-1, but 12-0 in the regular season. Yeah. So he took care of business, won the American in year one, but in year two,
that's right, 12-1.
They didn't win the East, and in year three, this past year, they were behind Memphis. I think they were fourth in the AAC. So they have come back. They have regressed under Heupel, which I think is why there is real concern.
And probably why he won the first choice. That's what I'm
exactly
telling you. Probably was Tony Elliott.
And so I think that's why it's fair if you are a Tennessee fan to say today, oh, this is where we are. I mean, we have to hire the four. I mean, that's what they just hired the fourth place AAC coach.
Would y'all rather hire, like, Brett Bielema just got hired at Illinois? Better hire or worse hire than this?
I wouldn't hire Brett Bielema because we've seen Brett Bielema
in the SEC. It's a damn mess.
Yeah, I'm not about the retreads. I don't need to see Brett Bielema in the SEC again.
I would agree with
you
there.
Okay. But Tony Elliott, as the OC of Clemson, and like what they've done there, you know, the last 4 or 5 years.
Well, it just tells you everything about White knew already. He's like,
yep,
I can't go get another defensive guy. Like, if I'm going to get this thing rolling,
it's gotta be
if I'm going to have any success, I got to get an offensive guy. And you start,
yep,
it feels like to me, with Tony Elliott, because you can absolutely sell, man, I got Clemson's offensive coordinator. That, to me, was the home run for him. Because, again,
exactly,
you were never going to get Franklin or Fickell or those guys. So, to me, that was the choice there. Okay, well, if I can get Clemson's offensive coordinator, right, that I can sell that. That's exciting. I got the pop, and I probably got the right guy. But, clearly, you don't get that one according to ESPN. He turned it down.
Yep.
Now, White says, no, I didn't make an offer.
White said in the
you get the next best thing,
true,
but you stay what? Offensive, which is what Heupel had been, 42 points per game last 3 years, even with some regression there clearly with the record. But you clearly see what his approach was. I got to go opposite of what we've had. Pruitt was a defensive guy, never could find a quarterback. I got to go get me one, whether it's Tony Elliott or Josh Heupel. He's thinking offensive fireworks. Hopefully Heupel, as what feels like the second choice, can make that happen for
them. Random scenario for both of you, because I know you guys are passionate Memphis fans.
They got work to do. They got more work to do than Memphis basketball.
I'm going to throw out a scenario where Ryan Silverfield doesn't work at the University of Memphis, and you have two options.
What'd you do? You fired him?
No.
Damn.
He had to win the Penn State game first.
So
Ryan Silverfield's available or Josh Heupel. Which one of those guys do you hire at Tennessee? Now, to your logic, you don't hire Silverfield because he's better than UCF.
Heupel's been a coordinator in the SEC. Remember, it wasn't just
it
UCF.
Was
he's been Missouri.
He's
putting up points.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Okay?
Exactly.
So he got a little bit a longer resume
Hell
in
of
terms
a pedigree
of
there.
Where you're hiring him to.
Right. But it's almost apples to oranges, though, because you know, Ryan Silverfield,
I agree with you,
he wasn't up for the job. Like he was not going to be a candidate for this job.
No,
that's
he
true.
Was not.
No, that I was just throwing out that scenario.
Because he's only been on the job. You know, his experience is more towards in the NFL, and, you know, he's in this was his first year, you know. So, I mean, I just don't think he had his background in college was not as extensive or as high profile as Josh Heupel, which is, you know, why Josh Heupel got that UCF gig and has been there. You know, we'll see. We'll just have to see if it works, and you know, certainly he's got his work cut out for him there at Tennessee, though. I know we can certainly say that.
Next story.
Well, I don't think you're going to like this take.
It better not be about women's basketball, man. Because
I've set Melissa to the side for now.
Yeah,
they've
okay.
won two in a row, John. She's really got it turned around. You should be singing songs for her.
I'm
coming up
known.
In here. Well, you might want to go check it out. It looks like they're on fire right now.
I should have known.
That's not where I'm going.
I should have known.
But it is about an older gentleman. No, Brad, we won't need that music
I'm
here.
Sorry.
There won't be any rising.
Why do we not celebrate Melissa?
Jason's going to put him, whoever it is, Jason's going to put
rise.
Him down.
He's absolutely right. There's no rising here.
Rise.
This is the opposite of that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, this is a setting. Like the sun setting
yeah.
on a great Hall of Fame career.
Mm.
Let me tell you who it's happening to. Because I watched it last night and I shook my head at the end of it. It disgusted me. I'm looking you dead in your eyes.
Who was it?
Who are we talking about?
Coach K.
Uh-oh.
Hang it up.
Did they lose to Georgia Tech last night?
They did not.
Okay, I was about to say.
That's good.
They were it. We were watching because our man Josh Pastner is coaching against Coach K with the, you know, the mask on.
The shield.
Yeah.
And he looks absurd. I get it.
Stop. But it's working.
I mean, welder's mask.
Hell, it's working. Why are you talking?
Dude looks ridiculous.
Dude looks ridiculous.
They probably had their best shot. They're playing in camera, and he had a real shot to play a Duke team that, what, lost three in a row, was 5-5, and doesn't look like it's going to make the NCAA tournament right now. Boy, it took them. It took Duke down to the wire. And, again, remember, they're playing at home. And, yes, it's different because of COVID. The crazies aren't there, so the atmosphere is different. But this is still Duke, okay? And, yes, even in a down year, they shouldn't be struggling with all due respect to what Josh has done, Georgia Tech here, a little bit of a turnaround. They shouldn't be struggling with them.
Now, did they cover last night? I think you're being a little hard on them.
I'm not done. They win 75-68, okay?
Yep.
Duke wins by 7. Most of that because of some free throws down the stretch. Hurt hit a couple. Your boy Matthew Hurt, remember him? Hit a couple free throws. The only reason they won that game is by 7 is because some free throws down the stretch. After the game, I look at Coach K. That man is fist pumping. He is high-fiving every one of his players, John, like he just won the ACC title.
Well, that was former ACC Coach of the Year Josh Pastner he got to win over.
Stop!
It was!
Bro.
It was!
They were so excited about what's so usually normal for them, and in fact is abnormal, only winning by 7. This dude's so excited, and I realize they're 5-5. They've been through their struggles. But I saw a coach who was out of touch, man, because a win over Georgia Tech.
A win and a cover. They covered and they won.
He ain't high-fiving them because they covered. He's high-fiving them because they got out of this losing streak. Duke basketball ain't the same.
And you think he should retire after he wins and covers?
The only thing that's keeping him going is what?
USA basketball? I don't know.
The man is what, 74 years old?
I don't know what's
going on. And again, this is
not
ageism.
Ageism has reaped its ugly head again, John.
Y'all want to accuse me of that.
I mean,
but I watched a man who was happy to get a win over Georgia Tech last night. This is, again, a team that's not going to the tournament. Neither is Georgia Tech, John. Remember how he jumped down the reporter's throat the other day acting like they lost the championship game. It's our biggest. We just lose a big one, the most important game. This was to Louisville, guys. Okay.
Is Georgia Tech really not going to the NCAA tournament?
Not right now.
I mean,
remember the first two games they lost to like Georgia
Mercer.
Southern
yeah,
or
like
whatever
Southern
else.
Southern Alabama. Yeah.
Now he's got it, as I said, turned around. And it's looked better now.
And you got a lot of chances
because he beat Clemson.
You got a lot of chances.
But again, you're making this about Georgia Tech. This should be
about
Coach K.
They beat North Carolina. They beat Nebraska.
This dude. Okay. And here's the thing. This is why I know it's done.
Yep.
Is because
I can hear this
first. It's high-fiving the players, right, yeah. Looking like you're up. Because Coach K's probably like, I don't want to be too hard on these guys.
Right.
They're young kids. I still want to get the most I can out of this season.
So you're
showing them something in terms of your body language that you probably do want them to see. So I'm playing devil's advocate on my own point there. But this is how I know. After he was done with that and he's walking off the floor, this man did the Tiger Woods fist bump to himself. You know what I'm saying? Like he told himself,
damn.
Way to go, K.
He was happy for himself.
Yes.
Oh, that's not good,
and
Jason.
That's how
you're,
I know to me that the standard has changed.
Yeah.
That the standard's changed.
Yeah.
The old Coach K would have been rolling off of there. I don't care, John, if he had a team full of freshmen. He'd have been rolling out of there, not fist pumping. This was at home, not at Georgia Tech. He'd have been rolling out of there hot, right, or whatever else. But that would not have been a reason for a self fist pump where you're like, man, we really got over the hump today. I there's too much talent at Duke. I don't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? For it to look like that, where all of a sudden a celebration, a big accomplishment is beating Josh Pastner and Georgia Tech. And again, that's with all due respect to Georgia Tech and turning the season around. They beat Clemson. Clemson was ranked. Like they're doing okay. But Coach K, man, at this point, you telling me he's going to win another national championship? I think the shot left when Zion walked out the door.
He's got a lot of talent on that roster.
He does.
I mean, he always does.
You know,
he's got a boatload of talent.
Too much to be 6-5,
right.
I would say.
You're right.
Now, again, I can hear it right now, folks. Say, Jason's ageist. He doesn't like old.
No, I was joking
and
around.
And Coach K's just having
No. I think the listeners can decide for themselves. I think they hear you do this. Every older person, you know, this is absolutely.
But you tell me, where's the better in store for Duke? Right.
I mean, I think what you saw was a coach who was relieved after everything that he's gone through this season. He got a hard-fought victory, and you won't even allow him to celebrate with his team?
That's 75 years old? That's a blue blood, John.
I know, man, but Memphis was a blue blood once upon a time, too. And here we are celebrating.
Memphis ain't never been a blue blood like that. Come on, get out of here. It ain't Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, Kentucky.
It was a top 10 team.
Absolutely relevant. Yes, it had become that, but it was not a blue. Memphis never been a blue blood. I mean, hell, half the country refers to it still as a mid-major.
What if I'd have told you in 2008, okay, that in 12 years, we're going to come on the radio and play some Katy Perry song after a win against an unranked SMU team? You're going to say, what the hell happened to Memphis? That's what
Memphis SMU it had Memphis' number. They needed that win desperately.
I'm just saying, you know, circumstances change. They've been going through a lot this year as a team, a lot of adversity. They got a win over a good team, a former ACC coach of the year. He wants to celebrate with his team.
Coach K is very accomplished, Hall of Famer, Coach USA. If LeBron had, you know, if Kobe had played in college, I think he said he would play at Duke.
So you think he should have just walked off the court, not shaking anybody's hands?
I don't know about LeBron. Did LeBron say he played at Duke? I don't think. That's why I stopped on LeBron.
Kobe
but
did.
I know Kobe did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I know Kobe did. He's the best that there ever was, maybe the best that there ever will be. But it is over.
It's over.
When I see you catch you celebrating a win over our man Josh Pastner. You understand me? Hang it up. You ain't winning anything big anymore.
There you go. Jason said it's time for
you're jumping down student reporters' throats. Just get on out of there.
It's over for Coach K.
Go live it out. You got a good life. Go live on the river. Big fat house.
Go live.
Lot of land.
There you go.
You can come visit.
All right. Well, it's over for Coach K. It was a good run for sure. All right, we will come back. We'll ask Rob Doster about this take. Is it time for Coach K to retire? We'll get into all that when we come back. Jason and John on Eternal Fan of ESPN.
College football this morning. Interesting story here percolating. The University of Tennessee is going to hire Central Florida's Josh Heupel to be their new head football coach. Connect the dots here. Tennessee's new athletic director, Danny White, came from UCF, where he brought aboard Josh Heupel. So he's going to move him from Orlando to Knoxville, and that opens up a great opportunity for someone to be Central Florida's head coach.
KJZ, weekday mornings from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It all starts with just one thing. Make the switch to green soaps and personal products. And also look for green cleaning products for the sink and shower. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Mid-South, there's never been a better time to buy than right now at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. So start your new year in a new ride like 2021 Kia Forte, $142 a month lease. The all-new 2021 Kia Soul, completely redesigned exterior and interior, yours for $148 a month lease. Plus the sporty midsize sedan, 2021 Kia K5, $182 a month lease. All 36 months, $3149 due at signing. Plus, Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So hurry to Gossett Kia Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, NE296274, MSRP 20,625, Soul, M775682, MSRP 20,315, K5 MG003199, MSRP 25725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 13121, dealer stock only.
It's time to take care of yourself. At Massage Envy, we are taking care of you. Your health and safety are always a top priority. We are glad to be back, and we're taking all precautions to keep you safe. Book your appointment today for a little me time in Collierville at Carriage Crossing, at Poplar and Exeter, in Midtown on Union, and on Germantown Parkway. Or go to MassageEnvy.com. Call 901-290-2234 and book your appointment today for Massage Envy.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, NE296274, MSRP 20,625, Soul, M775682, MSRP 20,315, K5 MG003199, MSRP 25725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 13121, dealer stock only.
It's time to be happy, happy with your new ride from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. Jeff's waiting for you with a 2021 Kia Forte, $142 a month lease. Redesigned 2021 Kia Soul, $148 a month lease. And 2021 Kia K5, $182 a month lease. All just 36 months, $3149 due at signing. Plus, every Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah comes with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Mo.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm Malcolm Gladwell.
And I'm Kevin Hart.
And we're both on the new Audible.
You know, the new Audible has Audible originals, right?
And now podcasts, too.
Man, from Shakespeare to The Sandman, Audible has endless content by the greatest minds who ever lived. All in one place.
Are you including us in that statement?
Obviously.
I'm into that.
Check out my new Audible original.
And my new podcast, plus so much more. Download the Audible app to get started.
I'm listening daily. You are not alone. During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. Here's Luke Combs on dealing with anxiety.
My mental health is good these days. I'm trying to stay positive, doing everything I can to have an optimistic outlook. I am somebody who has struggled with anxiety a lot in my past. It's been actually a really huge part of my life. A couple ways or tools, I guess you would say, to maintain my mental health is making myself aware to the things that I know I'm prone to. Information is key for things like that, and knowing what you're dealing with and how they operate has been one of the biggest things for me, and knowing when maybe some of those things that are happening to you, being aware or cognizant of the way your mind works in certain situations has been the most important thing for me.
Talk has the power to save lives, and you are not alone. Find out more at imlistening.org.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down, baby.
Rob Doster is the founder of Field of 68. Absolutely must watch, must listen for all your college basketball content. They had some very interesting stuff up today about the future of the tournament from Dan Gavitt. We'll get into that. He joins us now. Rob, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys? Look, I just want to say for the record, okay, I just want to let you guys know that Mr. John Martin here, he keeps telling me I can't bet on Memphis and I can't bet on Memphis and I can't bet on Memphis. Well, you know what I've done the last two games? You know what I've done? I've bet on Memphis two times in a row. You
hated that fool.
I've won two times in a row. So, look, John, I just want to let you know, man.
In fairness,
I am the one with the faith in this program. I'm the one that's saying, yes, you know what, you guys, not only are you going to win, but you're going to cover the spread, and that's what matters.
Well, in fairness, when I told you that I couldn't bet on Memphis, they were not covering or winning. And I will raise my hand. I bet them first half against East Carolina and told somebody yesterday that if I was going to bet this game, it would be Memphis because I think this team has had I don't know if you want to say an attitude adjustment or whatever you want to apply it to, but there's clearly been a sort of awakening with this team. I see a team that believes in itself now, that believes it is as talented as it actually is. What say you?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's confidence. It's the fact that they are they're actually like making shots. You know, it's amazing like how much better. It's going to sound really simple when I say this, right? But it's amazing how much better you play when shots are going in, right? When you're when you're making your threes, when you're wide open and that shot feels good and it goes in, like it's amazing how much that lifts you up and like you're more energetic on the defensive end of the floor and you're more connected and people are talking because everybody's in a good mood because everyone's scoring and you're winning games. It's almost like, you know how the saying shooting is contagious?
Yes.
Well, it's kind of like brings everybody's spirits up, man. And I mean, that's what they're doing. Like I honestly don't think there's much more to it than that. Like, last three games, it was what were they? They were 11 for 18 from three against Wichita, right?
Yep.
Then they were, was it
11 10 more?
Yeah, 11 for 25. I just brought it up. 11 for 25 against East Carolina,
yep.
And 10
last
for 21
yep.
against SMU last night. And you know that makes all the difference in the world. Like, we talk about it over and over and over again, right? Like, defense is not this team's problem. You know, Penny is a defensive coach, and he gets these guys playing hard on that end of the floor, and they're really good on that end of the floor. They're a top five defense right now on KenPom.
Yep.
And when you if you take a top five defense and you have them shooting, like, they're not going to keep up this rate. Like, they're like almost at 50% for the last three games. Like, that ain't, they're not going to do that the whole year. But if you can get to like that 38-40% range for the rest of the season, which is probably doable with the guys that they have, like, all of a sudden we're talking about a team that that can space the floor. All of a sudden we're talking about, like, driving lanes for a lot of these guards, for like Boogie Ellis and DJ Jeffries. All of a sudden we're talking about, like, okay, maybe like Musa can actually get a couple offensive rebounds, get a couple tip dunks, and you set those ball screens, and all of a sudden, like, there's space in the lane for you to be able to roll to the basket and throw a ball at the rim. Like, everything changes when you start making shots. There's a reason why, like, at the NBA level, like, you have to be able to shoot. You have to be able to create that space. So, and look, it's not just making the threes, right? Making the threes, to me, is almost, like, less important than the impact that the threat of the three has. Like, Duncan Robinson talks about this all the time, right? Like, he says, what makes him dangerous is not whether or not the shots are going to go in. What makes him dangerous is the fact that, like, if he sprints off the screen,
you gotta defend
the defense. Yeah, the defense has to move.
Yep.
The defense has to respect it. The defense has to adjust by where he is on the floor. And so, like, he can manipulate what the defense does simply by moving around. And it's the same thing. Like, it's a different level, but the same thing happens for Memphis, right? Like, if you have four guys on the floor around the perimeter that can make threes that you have to respect, then all of a sudden, if you set a ball screen, if Musa sets the ball screen and he rolls to the rim, then you can just throw the ball up to the rim because you're going to make the defense have to make a decision. It puts pressure on the defense. Are you going to tag the roll man? Are you going to leave Landers Nolly wide open in the corner with nobody within 20 feet of him when he's shooting the way that he's been shooting? Are you going to hedge hard on the screen and try to get the ball at the dribbler's hands when you know that all he has to do is just kind of throw the ball to Musa and you got to dunk, right? Mm-hmm. It forces the defenses to make decisions, and it completely changes what you can be offensively. So, I mean, we'll see if it lasts. But at this point, like, you might as well enjoy it while it's happening, right?
You got to. I mean, there's no question about it. At least it's some sort of normalcy. We thought they were capable of this before the season when you looked at the roster. Let me ask a question this way, though. With what you've seen based on the last three games, because I think we're all still, just like you, you got to continue to do this. You need to do it Thursday, tomorrow at SMU, and then maybe you could start to believe that maybe they've truly got this thing and turned around to a point where maybe they go somewhere. Maybe they can make the tournament. Do you, based on what you've seen last three games and knowing offensively and knowing what you do about this team defensively, and again, not jumping the gun here, but is there a way for Memphis? Is there enough talent on that team? Do they look cohesive enough right now that they can change sort of the narrative right now that the AAC is just a one-bid league? I'm thinking, Rob, we can't even start talking like that until they've won 7-8 in a row, and maybe you're going into that Houston game sitting at 14-5. But is there enough talent there is the way I'm going to ask you that question to make it a two-bid league and sort of what we thought?
I mean, yeah, there absolutely is. Okay. You know, there's a reason why, like, we were talking about them as a potential top 25 team
before
at the start of the season,
yes,
right? Like,
yep.
the players are there. The ability is there. The pieces are there. The big thing is, like, okay, is the buy-in there? You know, like, what's interesting to me is that, like, we've seen, like, so many different lineup changes.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, some of the biggest names and the guys that we were like, yeah, you got to watch out for DJ Jeffries or, you know, Boogie Ellis. He had 28 or whatever it was in the first game of the season. You know, those are the guys that are coming off the bench now. So are they embracing that role? Like, are they okay with Jaden Hardaway being a guy that's getting some starts now?
Yeah.
You know, is this something where the winning kind of outweighs any kind of issues and hurt feelings and you know, problems? Like,
right.
it's always difficult when you are a Memphis kid in Memphis when you were supposed to be great and now you're coming off the bench and not doing great. Like, is there going to be issues that kind of stem from that? And, you know, as long as you can kind of, like, keep winning, I don't think that there will be. But, I mean, that's going to be the biggest thing to watch for. But to your point, we can start talking about them as a tournament team. Like, actually, let me phrase it like this. If they keep playing like this,
yes,
I think that they are good enough to be a tournament team.
That's
if they can get an NCAA tournament bid is a different question. And I think you got to get Houston at least once, especially since we don't know what's going to happen with conference tournaments and if they're going to be played and if like Houston's going to be in the conference tournament. You know, at some point, you know, if you're a team like Houston and you have a chance to legitimately get to a Final Four, Are you going to risk going to a conference tournament and picking up a positive test and like losing the chance to play in the NCAA tournament when you know you're good, like no matter what, you're going to be like a top three seed? Like what does Houston have to gain by playing in the AAC tournament?
It is a great question.
What?
I mean, and you can go league by league with that too.
Yes.
I mean, that's why we had this conversation, you know, a couple weeks ago. I mean, if you're a far and away, like Michigan has absolutely nothing to gain by playing the Big Ten tournament. I mean, they are what they are. Their seed's pretty set. So all these top teams, when you go around from the ACC to the AAC, very little incentive. And then on top of that, jeopardizing, you know, potentially or compromising your season because the tournament is so close to the conference tournaments.
But you know what that's going to do? That's going to put teams like a Memphis that are potentially on the bubble in a really difficult spot because let's say that let's just use the Big Ten as an example, right? And say that like the top seven teams are all they all know that they're locks.
Yep.
They all know they're getting to the tournament no matter what happens. They're all going to be top like five seeds, and they don't want to risk it. So none of those top seven teams in the Big Ten go play. Well, all of a sudden now you're in a situation where like maybe Penn State runs the table and wins the automatic bid, and all of a sudden we have a bid thief out of the league where you almost never see bid thieves pop up, right? And could that end up being something where it takes away potential at-large bids for teams that would kind of be right there on the cut line? Like how many automatic bids are going to get won by teams that weren't going to get into the tournament otherwise? And that's something that I think you got to kind of keep an eye on.
We are, of course, talking to Rob Doster. He joins us every week here on the show. I want to ask you about Dan Gavitt because he was on the field of 68 with, I believe, Jeff Goodman. And he talked about sort of the logistical issues that we all sort of have thought about with the NCAA tournament. But he said something interesting, almost like a positive test, one isolated positive test would not necessarily, I want to make sure I'm getting this right, would not necessarily disqualify a team from participating in the tournament. Do I have that right?
Yeah, so what he was basically saying is, like, if everybody follows the social distancing protocols that go into that are put into place, right? Like, if you have masks on, if you're not eating as a team, if you are trying to maintain your distance as much as possible, you know, when you're at practice, when you're in the locker room, like, if you're doing all the things that you're supposed to be doing and following all the protocols you're supposed to follow, there can be one positive test, and as long as you do more testing and nothing else pops up, then it's the kind of thing where you can keep playing, right? Like look at Purdue. Purdue on Tuesday night played at Ohio State last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
They go back in the locker room and they're all celebrating. We see the video of like them all celebrating in the locker room together. Wednesday morning, Sasha Stefanovic pops up with a fever and symptoms. He takes a test, tests negative. Later on that day, he takes another test, tests positive. So there's 48 hours between the positive test and the start of when Purdue was supposed to play Michigan. There were no other positive tests on Purdue. They had followed all kinds of the COVID safety protocols the entire season. Like all they were wearing masks on the plane. Nobody was even allowed to take a sip out of a water bottle when they were on the plane. And like all that stuff was followed. No more positive tests popped up. And on Friday night, Purdue played Michigan. 48 hours after a player had a positive test. And if you can do those things and everybody is doing it as safely as possible, like the way that medical professionals say you're supposed to do it, then that's something that's going to happen in the NCAA tournament too. So that's kind of what I took out of what Dan Gavitt was saying. But he also said, like, not every team in the country strictly follows the COVID protocols that you're supposed to follow. So, you know, a bubble is only as good as the people following the rules inside of it.
I think you might have almost jinxed Tennessee early last night. I think you said they were rolling against Mississippi State. They had to grind that one out, Rob. And that's sort of been the case for them lately. That's what I want to ask you about. Offensively, they've struggled. I think it's only 56 points per game the last three after looking like, you know, world beaters early on this season. Maybe offense was always going to be an issue, but how big of an issue is it, Rob, for a Tennessee team that much like Memphis and Houston and the best teams in the country defensively can shut you down? Do they have an issue that can keep them from, you know, going as far as they're capable of?
Yeah, I mean, they can't score and they can't shoot. And what was happening early in the season was they were getting stops and they were forcing turnovers and they were winning because they were the tougher team.
Like,
it was the kind of thing where it's like, you worry less about winning the game and more about winning the fight. And if you win the fight, then good results are going to happen. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not really winning the fights anymore. You know, they're getting beaten to loose balls. They're not defending the way that you would expect them to defend. They're not rebounding the way that they're supposed to be able to rebound with a team with that many kind of old, big, strong, athletic dudes. Yeah. When you combine all of that with the fact that, like, there is no creator on that team and there aren't really any shot makers on that team, it's not a recipe for success. So it's been tough sledding for him. I think that Rick Barnes is going to be able to kind of right the ship a little bit. Like, I trust that he'll be able to figure something out.
Sure.
But, I mean, at this point, I've completely changed what my expectations and my thoughts on what Tennessee could be based off of what they were like 3 weeks ago.
I was
leading the hype train, man.
Too.
I was all in. I think I came on the show in like September and I said that Tennessee can go out and win a national title. And I took my victory laps, man. They beat someone. They beat, you know what it was? They won at Missouri and I took my victory laps. And then I just pretended like that was the end of it and nothing has happened since then. I haven't seen Tennessee play. They haven't played. I've just pretended they've been on like a COVID pause. So, you know, don't ask me about Tennessee. Their season ended when they won at Missouri a month ago.
Hey, Rob, right before you came on, Jason had an opinion that I wanted to run by you. He said he was disgusted by Coach K celebrating excessively as he was after the win against Georgia Tech last night.
Sign to me.
Jason says this is absolutely an indication that it's time for Mike Krzyzewski to retire if he's this excited about a win over Georgia Tech. Do you agree? Do you agree with Jason's opinion?
Rob's a purist, and college basketball purists hate that take.
Hey, look, they stink, all right?
Yes,
they're not very good. So, and they got a win. Not only did they get a win, but they also covered. So, look, Coach K wants to celebrate. Heading into last night, Duke was 1-9 against the spread. I have bet against Duke every single game that they played.
Lord.
It was the most profitable thing for me the entire season. And last night the spread was 6. And then there was a missed free throw. Duke got an offensive rebound. Yeah. Georgia Tech missed 2 threes that I really, really, really needed them to make down the stretch. And it was not good. They ended up winning by 7. So you know what? If Coach K wants to go out and celebrate finally covering in a game, finally getting the win when they stink, like I can't hate on him too much for that. I can't hate on him for what he said to the student reporter. I think that was probably just like your quintessential coach grandfather K trying to give advice to everybody that's not asking for advice. They just want to quote for a story that they're trying to write about where Duke goes after a loss. And he's out here trying to teach him a lesson. We don't need life lessons with Coach K.
No, we don't.
I just want to quote for my story, dude. Come on. Like, I don't need you to teach me about to try to show me the error of my ways. Give me the quote.
He's like, don't ask me how I'm doing we lose a big one like that one.
He's not even a journalism major. He's a freaking econ major, you know? Stay in econ. It's a lot easier. You'll make a whole lot more money if you stay in econ, kid.
Yeah. Trust me. I was an econ major, and I'm in journalism now. And there's a lot of things I really regret. Like, I would have been able to get on the GameStop bandwagon. I would have been buying that
Everybody's
stock like 3 days ago.
GameStop.
Hey, the GameStop thing is ridiculous, by the way.
It's so funny, man. That might be my favorite thing of 2021. Is that like GameStop and AMC stocks are through the roof? And like these big hedge funds are losing
like here's the thing. I think there's going to be new regulations as a result of this. Like I almost believe there's going to be.
Like you can't manipulate the stock market like this. Like there's a 100% chance that this is illegal. Like it's got to be a federal crime or something. You can't do this.
They don't. But, I still tried to buy it this morning.
People are running crazy, man. It's so funny to me.
No,
it's
I mean
be a movie.
Look, because I was on it last night looking at it because I mean look, it's all anybody's talking about And I'm like, yo, the deal closed at like $147 last night a stock. It was like $4 in August. It's $147 last night. I'm like, these clowns ain't done. Elon Musk is tweeting about, you know, the stock going. These clowns ain't done pushing it up. So I tried to buy it today at like $220, and my Robinhood account said, you can't have none of that. Things at $350 right now. It's truly we're watching history unfold here, Rob.
It's absolutely going to be a movie. Someone's going to get rich off of this when the bottom falls out of it, and I want to know who it is. I want to be there. I want to be that guy. Like that's how we're going to be. You guys watch Billions, right? That's how me and you are going to end up being Bobby Axelrod. We got to find a name for the three of us. We got to start a hedge fund. We got to make billions and billions of dollars off of this. John, you figure out how to do it, and I'll chip in like I don't know. couple hundred bucks, and then we'll find a way to make billions and billions of dollars.
There
right?
you go, man. Yep.
JRJ.
That's the plan, bro. Field of 68 hedge fund. Rob, appreciate the time.
Thank
as
you,
always.
Brothers.
I love it. I love it.
Be good, man. Thanks.
Take care, brother.
Take care.
Yep. He is Rob Doster, Field of 68 founder. Always good to have him on talking college basketball.
These national guys, they're not going to give my Coach K take the any kind of.
Because they owe him everything.
They won't let him see the. They won't let it see the light of day.
They owe him everything. You know, Coach K is.
You know, I owe him everything.
Oh, come on. Jeff Goodman owes Coach K everything. GP owes Coach K everything. He's the godfather.
GP doesn't owe Coach K a
it's
dang
thing.
Yeah. GP doesn't owe Coach K a dang thing.
You got to kiss the ring, man, if you're a national college basketball writer. Coach,
That's if they're still at the top.
Coach K
is not the,
at the
case
top.
Anymore.
Coach K's always at the top.
Stop it.
Coach K's not only at the top when he decides he's going to walk away.
He should have won one with Zion, shouldn't he?
Huh?
He should have won one with Zion and that team, shouldn't he?
You know, they were young. It was a young team. You know, I mean,
well, aren't they all going to be young from this point on with the way with how he's recruiting?
Probably so. Probably so. If I were Coach K, I would just invest in AMC. That's what I would do. This is not financial advice.
What is AMC GameStop? What are you? Did you just change the? What's AMC?
AMC is they're saying is the next one.
Is that the theater?
Oh, the next GameStop.
Yeah. They're pushing up all these like zombie
stocks. This has to be illegal.
They're pushing up all these zombie stocks. AMC was $4 2 days ago.
I wouldn't invest in a theater group to save my life. No disrespect.
It's $16 right now. So the stock has quadrupled since earlier this week.
Aren't things going to get better, though, Brad, on that?
Well, short sellers like John know how to game the market. I wouldn't long-term invest in a theater, and certainly they will get better, but I don't think folks are in a hurry to go places, and they shouldn't because there is a pandemic going on.
No, I definitely would side with that. I mean, I'm not planning on being on this position for, 5 years.
This is a short seller we're talking to, Jason.
I'm just ready for this thing to – I need if it's at 16 right now, I need to hit like 98, 100, and we'll cash out.
How
we'll
about Entercom? While we're having a little financial talk, Entercom stock now over $4.
I am a holder of Entercom. Thank you.
You're in
much.
Good position.
I got in it. I got in at $397.
Yeah, we're having a little stock talk.
Wells Fargo. We're trying to help our listeners.
Trying to help the public. Yes.
Wells Fargo. Upgraded the Entercom stock.
I saw the rating.
To overweight.
By the way, we are an Entercom radio station. We're not saying anything illegal.
No.
This is just a facts. Facts only.
The price target. Was $7.
Yeah, it was $7.
It's $4 right now. Go get some money. Go get some money on Entercom. We're going to take them to the moon. We're going to take them to the moon here at Entercom. We got the BetQL audio app. We got everything you need.
That's
Radio.
Part
Entercom.
Of the strategy.
We got Rewind. We got a black guy on 92.9. We're going to the moon. We will come
He's
back.
He's out of control, Jason.
Lots more to come.
He's rolling. The financial talk.
The show. We're going to take your calls. Take your calls on Memphis basketball. A little bit later here in the show. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Jeff Conkins Show. Weekday mornings, 9 a.m. till 11. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Live on the radio.com app.
Mid-South, there's never been a better time to buy than right now at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. So start your new year in a new ride like 2021 Kia Forte, $142 a month lease. The all-new 2021 Kia Soul, completely redesigned exterior and interior, yours for $148 a month lease. Plus the sporty midsize sedan, 2021 Kia K5, $182 a month lease. All 36 months, $3149 to its signing. Plus, Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So hurry to Gossett Kia Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 new at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, NE296274, MSRP 20,625, Soul, M775682, MSRP 20,315, K5 MG003199, MSRP 25725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit warranty as a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 1/31/21, dealer stock only.
It all starts with just one thing. To save water when starting your day, install a low-flow showerhead, and when brushing your teeth or shaving, turn the water off and only use it to rinse when necessary. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Leave your sister alone.
You're ready to get back into yoga, so you ordered the essentials. A non-slip mat, yoga blocks to keep balance, and an exercise ball. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential yoga gear. Noise-canceling headphones.
Welcome. Take a deep breath. Breathe.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey, this is JJ Redick. You all know our podcast, The Old Man and the Three, covers everything there is to know about the NBA and the stars that shape the game. But we also dig deeper. And a big part of that is our leadership series, where we interview some of the biggest names in business, entertainment, and politics. Recently, we had former CEO and current chairman of Disney, Bob Iger, join the show.
Listen very carefully, not only to what others say, because everybody gets that, listen to others, but listen to what you're saying and what you're doing. That's rarely done. How am I communicating not just leadership, but orders to people? How am I telling people what to do? How am I soliciting their opinion? And when I do, am I communicating in a very authentic way that I really want to hear it?
Subscribe and listen to The Old Man and the Three with me, JJ Redick, and my good friend Tommy Alter. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, and anywhere you get your shows.
Calling all aspiring football pros. Subway Restaurants, with the help of NFL stars Marshawn Lynch and Keenan Allen, is launching the Subway Protein Awards to celebrate high school athletes across the country. Starting today through Saturday, February 6th, high school football players are encouraged to submit a video of their best pro moves, craziest catches, hardest tackles, longest throws, or most epic kicks for a chance to be one of 20 winning players receiving a $1,500 scholarship from Subway. Log on to subway.com/protein to register. That's subway.com/protein. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Nominations open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. who are full-time high school students with demonstrated football skill. Nominations begin at 12:01 a.m. Eastern on 1/15/21 and ends 11:59:59 p.m. Eastern on 2/6/21. Check back on 1/15/21 for official rules.
Hey, it's Shaq with Homer Skelton, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington. The Start Something New sales event's going on now. 0% up to 84 months on new Ram trucks, Cherokees, Renegades, Compass, Grand Cherokees. Visit us at HomerSkeltonCDJ.com. See why a bunch of normal guys in the car business changing lives four tires at a time.
Action247.com is your Tennessee sportsbook for same-day pay. Action247.com, local, legal. Tennessee's home for same-day pay. Action247, you got action.
Problem gambling? Call 1-800-889-9789.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a Preferred Rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Beach combing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach, eating cookies and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
Hey y'all, this is your girl Cheryl Underwood, and I want to tell you something. My digestive system used to make me feel sluggish, but those days are over. Now I feel great. That's because I increased my fiber intake with the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge, and I'm still hooked. I just took Metamucil every day for 14 days, and it's really that easy. Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs you down, so you feel lighter and more energetic. Now I never want to go back to that heavy feeling. Are you ready for the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge? For a coupon and daily support, sign up at Metamucil.com today.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
When the sun comes shining through.
to make those rainbows in my mind when I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
Memphis Group of Remax Experts. Looking to buy or sell a home? That's the team you need to get with. Right now, rates are super low. Inventory is super low, which means if you're on the selling side, you can get top dollar for your home. That's the objective, right? Most money. But you also need to go with a team that knows what it's doing, that's experienced, that's seasoned. That's the Live Love Memphis Group. It's what they do. They help their clients get the absolute most for their money. Sometimes that may mean, hey, you got to repair this. You got to repair that. But you turn your $4,000 repair into $8,000 on the close. These are the things that the Live Love Memphis team can do for you. Email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
Can do it that way, or you can make the process absolutely stress-free.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.